to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria Riverfet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're On Point, the official
OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. Oh, my goodness. May 1st. It's Thursday, 7:40 local time, 8:40 Eastern time. And as you are getting ready, driving out, or just walking out, it is another crisp, very cool morning. And, you know, I thought, you know, we were sort of past the cool weather and headed straight toward the heat. But it's really, really cool this morning. And it was cool not only yesterday morning, D.C., but all day. It was really a nice, cool day. And for us here in the South, you know, we really have to relish those days, even though we kind of have had cabin fever, I think, from the cold weather, and we're ready for the heat. But yesterday was really, really cool, wasn't it, D.C.?
Absolutely. It was beautiful.
And you absolutely enjoyed it. And this morning as we were driving in, you said, what about fishing? You wondered what was happening.
Yeah, what's really going on out there? Because, I mean, you know, it's just a beautiful, crispy, cool day. You would think that, you know, the fish might hit, but, you know, you just don't know.
You were wondering if that was going to turn them on.
Right, but, you know.
I'm
gonna have to call and get a report.
Well, we saw a couple people hitched up this morning.
Yeah.
Who looked like they were going to get them, and they're probably having the same thoughts as you, hoping that this cool weather might turn them on.
Well, I was getting ready to convert my boat over to a real casting boat, because mm-hmm. you know, to fish for brim and that type of perch, you got to use a rod and reel. Oh, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was getting ready to take my pole holders down.
Hit switches, huh?
Yeah.
But you say what? Now that the weather is cool, you
well,
think?
Well, you know, I may go to Saline and try to hunt down the last few white perch for the season that I may be able to find until they kind of get back out in the lake park.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. The possibilities could be endless. And you know what? The possibilities of this day, this beautiful day. It's the National Day of Prayer. We reminded you on yesterday that May 1st is the National Day of Prayer. And it's a day that is an annual event. And it happens the first Thursday of May. And it's been happening since 1952. Signed into law by President Harry Truman. And it's really a time to encourage participation on the National Day of Prayer, participation of all faiths, to communicate, to pray, and a need for personal repentance. And so, really, really a good thing. You know, many of us have talked about many leaders, many schools, many businesses. We've talked about the way that we've gotten away from prayer. So it's really notable to mention the National Day of Prayer. And on the website, this is the things that they're asking you to pray for. They're asking us to pray for our nation, the president, his cabinet, Congress, and of course the court system and judges, the national world affairs, our local and state governments. And these are some things that, D.C., I think, you know, yeah. We kind of think about, but we don't really necessarily pray for our leaders, our presidents, no matter whether we agree with their policies or not, our state and local leaders, no matter if we agree with their policies or not, they still need our prayers.
Absolutely.
And then they're asking that you pray for the triangle, which I wasn't really familiar. What that consists of are universities, schools, law enforcement, firefighters. And you know, our firefighters, our rescue workers, businesses and workplaces, you know, all of these areas really need our prayer. Excuse me. And so we want to remember today on this National Day of Prayer to remember all those things. And then they also add our church leaders, our missionaries and ministers and churches and the body. And lastly, but certainly not least, families, marriages, children, financial difficulties and health issues. And these are all things that we all really need to pray about. And here's the scripture that they use on the website. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land. And that comes from Chronicles 7:14. So you know what? We just want to really commemorate this National Day of Prayer and remember all of those things.
Well, and yes, indeed, Corlette. And we got a text from Pastor Rosa Parikh.
Okay.
I think I'm saying her name.
I
right.
think so.
Parikh.
Good morning, Pastor Rosa Parikh.
And they're going to be having at 12 o'clock, they're going to be having for the National Day of Prayer, they're going to be praying on the courthouse steps. And I would think that would be in Evalds Parish because that's where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Evalds Parish.
So they're going to be going to be praying at the courthouse?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's saying she hopes to see everyone there. And so they're going to be doing that for the morning.
Absolutely.
At noon, rather.
And there are really lots of things that are happening around not only our states, but around the country where people have gotten together and come together as organizations and, you know, various different groups and have decided, you know, that they were going to pray for the things that are listed, of course, on the National Day of Prayer Request, but also just to pray for their cities and to pray for our government and our president and our governors, you know, those people who, you know, it's easy for us to sit back and be critical, especially when they make decisions that we don't necessarily agree with. But we really don't understand the plight of having so much responsibility weighed on your shoulders. And if you agree with those people, then it's, I guess, easy to pray for them. And if you don't, you know, it's easy to find fault. And I think that, you know, commemorating a National Day of Prayer really hopefully lets us all just bring our guard down and know that none of us are perfect, you know, and we all fall short. And so if we begin to pray for each other instead of being so critical, then, you know, that's when I believe the windows of heaven will open and pour out on all of us. And of course, we all miss it. And, you know, thank God for grace. And it's new and plentiful every single morning. And so it's plentiful for you. It's plentiful for us. And as you're driving in this morning, we want to not only remind you to remember to pray, but we want to remind you to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, 9 o'clock is the magic hour. Our kids are trying to get in. Parents are trying to get kids into school. Kids are standing at bus stops. And lately we're seeing more parents or more adults standing out with smaller kids. And for a long time we hadn't seen that. And it's really, really important because you have a lot of little bitty kids, you know, elementary school kids that are standing out at bus stops unattended. And sometimes you'll have some bigger kids, but, you know, we really need to be mindful. And we got to slow down through those school zones and help our crossing guards. And unfortunately, every school zone doesn't have necessarily a crossing guard. So that means that we really have to police ourselves. And sometimes I know you want to sneak and drive really fast through the school zone because you're just late. And you say, oh, God, forgive me. You know, but it just takes one single time. And those school buses, you know that they're rolling. So you're going to have some humility and some patience if you get behind one. A lot of women are driving school buses, you know, and it takes a lot of chutzpah, I think, to keep 40 or 50 kids in line and really try to be within the rules and the law, try to be kind to the kids and good to the kids. So it takes a lot. We got a lot of men driving buses too. And so we want you to be considerate of everybody. And if we all do our part, then it makes it that much easier. So just as a reminder, remember, school zones, they stop flashing at 9, and then they resume again at 2 p.m. Now, switching gears just a little bit, you know, you hear me kind of a little nasally and a little sinusy this morning and trying to get the gunk out. So I'm drinking a really big cup of really, really warm tea this morning. And I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but yesterday the pollen just seemed to be, you know, the cool weather and, you know, the swirling winds, it just seemed to make your allergies go through the roof. And yesterday when we finished the day, which was very late, because if you have kids that are in athletics, many of you know that it's springtime, i.e. football practice, so that makes us later in the evening. And so I went to see what the reports were saying, and they're saying that this season, and I think they say it every season, this season allergies are going to be at an all-time high. And so the organization says that patients have already begun dealing with uncomfortable symptoms of pollen allergies, watery eyes, runny and congested noses, and God knows, you know, it is just not a good feeling. Puffy and inflamed sinuses, violent sneezing, hadn't been having too much violent sneezing, but been really sneezing, and headaches and coughing and difficulty breathing. And so that is just this time of the year. And so we want to make sure that we're using those things that will kind of help us, like the nasal washes. And I kind of have been doing that to kind of clean those sinuses out and kind of clear them up, even though I don't really like the way that it feels when I squirt that stuff in my nose, but it's necessary. And then the experts say that one of the things that we want to make sure of, and these are just some reminders, is that you don't go to bed at night without bathing or showering, because the pollen gets into your clothes, you know, and you don't want to go to bed with that because it'll make your situation even worse. And then the experts say that you want to make sure that you're using like an eye drop, you know, for those burning, itching eyes. Use an eye drop to kind of help to subside that. And those are some things that are going to help those issues.
All right.
Certainly feel a little bit better. Do you see, for your sinuses, how are you in your sinuses?
Excellent.
Isn't that something that two people that walk the same route, do the same things, just don't seem to have these problems? And it says that if your symptoms last for more than 2 weeks or you feel worse, because, you know, during those high pollen times, and I'm just looking for any day our vehicles to be covered in that yellow sort of green gunk, it says you need to see your doctor. Or if you experience, you know, that itching, running eyes, nose, and throat, you know, you're going to have to see a doctor. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you guys, yesterday was tough for me. And then when my sinuses go to acting up, and DC comes in the morning here, and he sanitizes everything, right? And so everything that has a smell, it's like it goes straight up into my sinuses. And I'm going to tell you, you know, you never know how sensitive your nose is until you have a sinus situation. So if that's you, we want you to be mindful this morning about sinuses and just do those little necessary things to kind of protect yourself, you know? It's all about making sure that we stay on point with our health.
All about staying.
And I'm going to tell you, we have an incredible, incredible conversation.
Yeah.
As we're talking about the National Day of Prayer, a lot of people are praying about a lot of things that weren't on the list, like trying to lose weight and finding a way to be friends with the scale, and how to turn your scale into a powerful weight loss tool. That's what's on point this morning. Hey, everybody. The Roy Law Offices. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana. And you can contact or connect with attorney Chris Roy Jr. by phoning 318-487-0991. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and her team. The number to phone for all of your home, auto, and life info, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe is where they're located. Or you can just click on their website at www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better faster, is our top priority. For more information, 318-445-9700. Well, it's already 7:53 local time, 8:53 Eastern time. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network. HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. David Christmas is having way too much fun on this Thursday, May 1st. I tell you, it's about a minute after 8 local time, a minute after 9 Eastern time. And you know, as we're talking about commemorating the National Day of Prayer, do you see a lot of people, including ourselves, are going to add some things to the prayer list. And for many Americans, millions, I should say, millions of Americans are dieting and getting ready once again to try something new, to try to figure it out. That's right, try and try again. And so every time we say to our office mate that we're trying a new diet, she really laughs us under the table.
I'm Jean.
Jean,
get up.
Good morning. I hope you're up. It's a little after 8 this morning. You might be lying there listening, but you know, I tell you guys all the time on our dream board, is ever evolving.
Jean said, don't quit, D. Yeah, like she's playing the
violin.
Yeah, again, really? Yes, again.
I said to her one thing about the Christmases, especially Carlette Christmas, who I am the consummate cheerleader. I am relentless. I mean, we have described ourselves sometimes as pit bullish. Once we start, we just aren't going to stop until we reach the finish line. And so many people are feeling like, I know this week might have been your Monday, and you might be off the wagon already again. But as I said, our dream board is ever evolving. But one thing that is not changing about our dream board is we've got a yellow sticky, and we've asked you, I've kind of shared with you that I think it's something neat for everybody to do. Just put somewhere where you can see it that you are reminded every single day, don't quit. And I promise you, no matter how many times you've started a thing, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a diet. It could be trying to create something different in your life, in your family. I mean, so many things. If you just are reminded on those days, especially when you really just have no more fortitude, no energy, no zeal, no momentum, if you just look there and see the sign that says, don't quit. For us, it just gives us a sense of, all right, yeah, we might have come short the last 20 times, but you know what? Gosh darn it, we're going to try again. And so this morning, as always, we find some of the best people in the country. And we have found an expert that talks about a weight loss power guide, being friends with the scale. And, you know, when the book came across our desk, I said, how many people want to be friends with their scale? You know, we really look at our scale almost as the Antichrist, I mean, the enemy. You know, I know that sometimes you shy away from even going to the doctor. I was talking to a sister friend of mine that said she hadn't been to the doctor because she didn't want to get on the scale. She didn't even want to know what those numbers reflected. And as many people are saying to themselves, well, summer is right around the corner. I really need to get fit. I need to lose weight. A lot of family reunions coming up, a lot of class reunions coming up, not to mention just the summer itself, wanting to be fit enough to wear some sort of bathing suit or just kind of be fit enough to feel confident and comfortable in your body. And so many of us, for many different reasons, even if it's just to get healthier and to feel better, are trying to figure it out. And so as we know that you probably are, like we are, trying to still figure it out, well, guess what? We've got an expert in to talk about the relationship that we have with our scale and why our scale is keeping us in bondage. And I know I have been bound by that scale, and I have done so many things that she describes in the book, and you probably will be able to locate yourself as well. But you know what? Sometimes when you can identify these issues and you can say, you know what? That's insane. And then you get on the scale, and when it does not reflect what you had hoped it would reflect, when it doesn't say that you've lost weight, or in fact, you have been so persistent and you have done so well. I mean, you have drank every ounce of water that your program says that you should drink. You have eaten, I mean, to the letter, everything your diet says that you were supposed to. And gosh darn it, you didn't lose a pound. In fact, you went up a pound. And so we get so burnt out and so disgusted with the scale. And you see, you've been there.
Yes, I have.
And we've all been there, especially when you've exercised and you've done just everything right. And you feel like, I know when I get on the scale this time, you know, it's going to be better. And then those people who are just obsessed. I've got a friend who weighs herself daily several times a day. And so we're going to find out why these behaviors are not healthy at all and how they're keeping us bound from an expert who has done extensive research on the study, who is going to help us to break free from that and actually help us to use our scale as a tool instead of a weapon. And I know you got to really open up your mind to this possibility, to really find love for your scale if you're one of those people that every other month or every few months you're on a new weight loss program and you see your scale as the enemy. And as I was reading the book, I thought about the first scale that we really bought in our home. And when we bought the scale, of course, we put it in the bathroom and we tested it out. And then when we got on the scale, it's like, this cannot be right. Okay, so remember that, DC? Yeah. And so we were like, this scale is insane. It's not right. And so DC and I both, we agreed that the scale was absolutely insane, could not be right. So we boxed that joker back up with a receipt. After we kept it for about a week and we said, you know, maybe it's not calibrated right. Maybe we've done something wrong. And then we just declared, this is not right. So we.
It's not a good one.
It's not a good one. That's exactly what we said. It's not a good one.
Need to get a more expensive.
That's exactly what we said. We need to get a more expensive scale because this just scale, yeah, it didn't cost enough, so it's not right. So we box it up and we proceed back to the store, and like any other shopping venture, so we look for not the most expensive scale, not the least expensive scale, but we say, okay, well, let's get a good one. Let's get mid-range. Let's see what people are buying in the way of scales. So we get another scale, and we think, okay, the first scale we got is still mid-range. It wasn't an inexpensive scale. It wasn't the most expensive, but it was a digital scale. So we figure must be a problem with the digital scale. So DC says, well, let's just get that old-school scale. But you know they've made them better now, so we'll buy a more expensive old-school scale. So we go to the store, and we look for a more expensive, you know, better technology sort of old-school scale that just has the numbers on it. And we buy this scale, and we have very much the same issue. You know what it's like? It's like when you send your clothes to the laundry, and you're like, they shrunk my clothes. My pants were not this high. Now they're high. They're almost like high water. And so you say to yourself, it can't be me. It must be the scale. Obviously, I haven't gained weight. The cleaner shrunk my clothes. So you have all of these challenges with your scale. And so this morning, we know that you're probably like us. And you're trying to figure out your scale, and you probably have gone to the store, and you've bought new scales, and then you think, okay, we started thinking, well, it's our house, right? We have an old house, so we feel like the floors are not level in the house. Because, you know, on the scale, you get all sort of instructions, right? Don't put the scale on the carpet. Put it in the bathroom, and you know, put it on a level floor. So we're thinking, you know, the house is old, the floors are not level. We'll get the gun. Scale is still not reading the way that we need it to read. So, you know, this is a challenge. I know, who would think that anybody would even articulate that they had problems with their scale. But I guarantee you, if you really think about it, you are having problems with your scale. Somebody just called in and said, T. Riley said, yeah, I'm having those same issues with my scale. And you're like, you're cursing the scale because you know it's the scale. It just can't. It's got to be the scale. It's got to be the scale. And so I was saying while you were on the phone, D.C., you know, we live in an old house and we're thinking our floors aren't level. I mean, we've gotten the scale right. We've turned it upside down. We've tried to calibrate it properly. Still isn't right. So really, after reading the book, I understand that the scale is not indeed the problem. But yet the problem is with us and with our mindsets. And you know what? We're going to introduce you when we come back to an incredible person who has done lots and lots of research. She is a national expert on the subject and has really helped people with weight loss, emotional eating, the scale, and really it's a culmination of things and they all go together. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our guest. And if you're having these challenges, this is a conversation that you absolutely need to stay on point for, because when I read the title of the book, Friends with Your Scale, or Friends with the Scale, I'm thinking never. It can never happen. Nobody wants to be friends with their scale, but you know what? There is a way and there is hope. The Roy Law Office's Chris Roy Jr., attorney Chris Roy Jr., has been practicing for over decades right here in Central Louisiana. He's got experience. He's been representing people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism, and he's been doing it for a long time, almost four decades and counting. And here's the number to phone for more information. It's 318-487-0991. And as we're talking about the scale, I'm wanting to take off clothes right now as we speak, because you know, it makes you lighter. It makes things just a little bit better. Well, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. Remember, it's open enrollment time through May. You can phone them at 800-454-3730, or you can go to their website. Amerigroup Real Solutions, also the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play down in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. Lots going on. You can hit them up on Facebook, or you can phone them at 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. Well, I think we have everybody's attention by now, and many of us are challenged. And then I got a text message from somebody saying that, look, I don't have an issue with my scale, and you're probably the exception and not the rule. Yeah, that's, Dizzy and I know who it is, but you know, most people, many people do. But let me introduce you to our guest this morning. Her name is Linda Spangle. She is an expert at helping any dieter become a success story. She's a skilled weight loss coach. She's a speaker and a writer. And she's also a registered nurse with a master's degree in health education. Linda is a nationally recognized leading expert and authority on emotional eating, motivation, self-esteem, and other issues related to successful weight management. Her new book is called Friends with the Scale, How to Turn Your Scale into a Powerful Weight Loss Tool. Linda Spangle is our guest all the way from the Mile High City. That's Denver, Colorado. Linda, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning and thank you so much.
So, Linda, first of all, how do you get on the journey of becoming friends with your scale? How do you start this personal journey for yourself?
You know, it starts, first of all, I think what happens is we as dieters get so caught in the habits, we get so hooked into things, and then we can't seem to change it. And so I think a lot of us just, the scale kind of runs our life. And it's one of the most unhealthy things that we can do for ourselves. And I think it's time to change all of that.
Wow. And so when did you decide that you would leave nursing and you would get on the journey to helping people with weight loss?
You know, I actually did nursing for 15 years, and then I kind of got burned out and so went back to school and then started working with the field of weight loss. But, you know, it started because of my own personal struggles. I've been unable to have children and, in fact, have carried pregnancies to 6 months and then lost them. And that sadness of that loss just overwhelmed me for years. And the problem was I didn't want to think about it or talk about it, because then I would cry, and I didn't want to cry. So I ate instead. I mean, I just, every time I'd get sad, I shoved the food down, and that took the pain away. And I had to do my own work in healing some of that pain from that loss. And that's what actually got me going on the road to understanding weight loss and emotional eating and learning how to help others to change their lives as well.
Mm. So for you, Linda, and there are a lot of people that may not be able to relate or even may be able to relate to the loss of an unborn child or the loss of a baby, but then there are people on every end of the spectrum in terms of emotional eating. Do you remember when you came to understand that your emotions were what were driving you to eat?
Yeah, absolutely. I was finally getting really depressed, and besides overeating and overdrinking, I went to a counselor, and she said, Linda, you're eating instead of crying, and it's time for you to stop, and you've got to be willing to feel your feelings and let them come out and let yourself express them in order to finally heal. And I think that that's true whether you've had a loss of a relationship mm-hmm. or a loss through death of a family member, anything like that, even, you know, stress. Anything that has intense emotion, you've got to be willing to feel the emotion and sit with it a little bit in order for it to be able to get back in balance and for you to heal.
But isn't that the main problem? Most people don't want to deal with the way they feel, so they either turn to drugs and alcohol, or they turn to food as their drug of choice, or whatever it is. Isn't that the main reason? Because we really don't want to deal with those emotions?
Yeah, that is so true. I think we don't like to feel uncomfortable, and a lot of our emotions are uncomfortable. I will tell you how I finally crossed a line when I changed the pattern for my eating. Mother's Day, as you would imagine, is a hard day for me, and right. I always would just eat all day long. So when I worked with the counselor, she said, this year I want you to not eat. I want you to feel your feelings. So that Mother's Day, I got up and had breakfast, and then I waited, and about 11 o'clock in the morning, it started to rise up, and I thought, here it comes. I sat down at my kitchen table, put my head on my arms, sobbed for an hour, and I just let myself cry for all the things I didn't get. I had three little babies that were girls. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to take them to kindergarten or to prom or their weddings, and so I let myself think about those things and cry for all of them. And finally, I decided I was done, and I got up and washed my face, and I thought, you know what? I feel at peace. And I knew that I had made a major change that day. And do you know what? That was the day that I stopped eating all day long on Mother's Day. I still cry on Mother's Day most years, but I don't stuff my face anymore.
Hmm. And so you made a decision that, what was that decision?
You know, it was simply that I would be willing to feel my feelings even though they hurt. And, you know, I think whether we're dealing with stress or whether with loss or depression, we don't, you know, most of us, we don't like to feel those things and we squirm with them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's like any kind of food's going to make me feel better, and I'm just going to go and get a burger, or I'm going to get a cinnamon roll or cookies or something. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I mean, food does work. It makes us feel better. But, of course, it's like a Band-Aid, because you take the Band-Aid off and the owie is still there.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are listening to your story and listening to your emotion, but it's such a wide range. Even fear can cause that same, those same effects, can't they, Linda?
Absolutely. Fear, anxiety, uneasiness, even just feeling unsure, like weak self-esteem can do it. Yeah, I just think we struggle as humans with so many of those kinds of things, and we've all learned pretty much from the time I skinned my knee when I was a kid, and my mom gave me a cookie and said, here, honey, now you'll feel better, mm-hmm. And I did, and ever since then, it's like if I have an emotional skinned knee, I think a cookie will make me better.
Wow. And so now you get on this journey once you start healing yourself. And then what happens from there?
You know, it's an ongoing thing. I will tell you, my philosophy of weight management is that there is no such thing as permanent weight loss. My clients all say, I just can't wait till I'm done. And I say, okay, if you decide to get in shape and you work out a lot over 6 months and you go, there, now I'm really fit, physically fit. Hooray, now I can quit. We don't do that. We know that physical fitness is something you have to work at for the rest of your life. You know what? Weight management is the same way. Every day we are a piece of work, and we have to figure out, okay, how do I deal with today?
Mm-hmm.
It might be easier some days and other days not. You got to keep working on it.
And so how do you get your mind, Linda, in the right mindset? I have a sister friend I was talking to, and she said the very same thing. She's on this journey to losing weight, and she's doing really, really well. And she said, I realized that this stinking treadmill is going to be a part of my life every day for the rest of my life. I'm going to have to get on this treadmill if I want to have any semblance of success and if I want to keep this weight off. And so you've got a lot of people, and I talked about those people this morning, and even ourselves, my husband and I, we're on this journey yet again. You know, countless times of trying and trying and trying. How do you get your mind and your body in the right place?
I think it comes down to recognizing that it's an ongoing thing, rather than framing it to say, you know what, many, many, many times. We don't say many times I tried to get in shape or get fit. We just go, you know, I let my exercise go. I guess time to get going on it, get my walking started again. We don't view that as such a horrible thing. I think our weight management's the same. You can get out of shape. You can have your weight creep up. Okay, fine. Time to just go on it again and work on it another time, and because it's an ongoing thing. Mm.
And, you know, as you were saying that, and I felt that, you know what I felt? We really don't have enough self-compassion.
Yeah, you know, and that's so true. You know, going back to the book, The Friends with the Scale book, that's such a theme in that book, because what I have seen so much is the place that, especially as women, we have the least self-compassion mm-hmm. is when we get on the scale. For some reason, we get on the scale and immediately pull out our beating stick and go, oh, look mm-hmm. how awful you've been.
Mm-hmm. And so when you thought about Friends with the Scale, how to turn your scale into a powerful weight loss tool, talk about your thinking about why you felt this was an important book to write.
You know, it came again out of my own need to manage my life better. My goal is to be healthy in all my areas of life. Mm-hmm. And I am sure not perfect. I have my struggles, but I think that's what helps me understand my clients too. Mm-hmm. But what I don't like is when I hear people say, and I did it for a long time, you know, boy, I must have been terrible because the scale went up. It's like, no. In fact, we have to understand a lot of the things that you see on the scale have nothing to do with your actions. Did you know that the barometric pressure can affect your weight on the scale?
I didn't know it until I read the book. Tell us first of all what the barometric pressure is. I had no idea.
You know, it's just changes in the atmosphere. You know how if it's more humid, you can't turn your rings on a really hot, humid day? Well, your body will retain fluid in those times, and that's what shows up on the scale number. It has nothing to do with your actual fat stores.
Wow. Everybody's saying it at the same time. Wow. And so we beat ourselves over the head with that stick, but what I found really interesting in the book is that everybody's probably guilty of this. You go out and you have a big meal, you have dessert, and the next day you get on the scale and you really feel that your weight gain is attributed to what you ate last night. And you said that's absolutely not true.
That's correct. Because you know what? It takes a lot longer than one night for your body to put on 2 or 3 pounds of fat stores. I mean, it just doesn't happen. The scale number might go up, but you did not gain that weight. There are some times, by the way, I also encourage people, go ahead and weigh yourself at whatever frequency you're comfortable with. If you want to weigh daily, once a week, that's fine. But there are a few times when you should not get on the scale. And, you know, one of them is if you've had an extra unusual meal, a larger meal or a high-salt meal, you know what, skip the weight the next day and wait a day or two, because then your body gets back in balance and you don't freak yourself out.
Mm-hmm. And for many of us, you know, we're doing just the opposite. You know, you have a big meal and you really want to see what the damage is. I mean, really, you know, you just want to see what happened.
You know, and isn't that funny? But though that's actually not really logical. I like the way you said that. We want to see what the damage was. But the scale is the least accurate measurement tool of all. I mean, it does not tell you you've gained 4 pounds. It tells you that you're retaining fluid, and that is it. But boy, we think, there we go. See, that mm-hmm. proves it. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the worst times that people do this is after they've been on a vacation mm-hmm. or a cruise or a trip of some kind. So one of my guidelines, I call it the 3-day rule. Anytime you've been traveling or been on a vacation or even after holidays, wait 3 days. 48 to 72 hours is what it takes for your body to get back in kind of balance. So wait 3 days before you get on the scale. And what you're doing is now you're becoming healthy about how you think about the scale readings, instead of seeing it as like, oh no, mm-hmm. look at how awful I was. That's not healthy thinking.
Absolutely. And looking at the damage that was done by that vacation or by the family reunion or by whatever event it was. And now, you know, we're in the South Linda. So that means that, you know, we love our food and we love high season food. It's probably going to be salty. It's going to be all the wrong things. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about not only the love of eating, but how we can somehow detach from the numbers on the scale. That's going to be a hard thing for everybody. But we're going to talk about it right after this. Stay on point, everybody.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate to let you in, now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys I'll keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. What about the next day? I said you don't wanna throw it all away. You're playing on the first day. What about the next day?
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Don't succeed. Yeah. Dust yourself off and try again. You can. Dust it off and try again. Again.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official of OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. What an interesting conversation we're having with Linda Spangle. She's a nationally recognized expert in really helping people with emotional eating, motivation, self-esteem, and so many other issues when it comes to successful weight loss. But her book is called Friends with the Scale, How to Turn Your Scale into a Powerful Weight Loss Tool. And our conversation has been amazing on and off the air. And one of the things I want to talk about, Linda, because I don't know if men have this particular issue, but women certainly do, is that we sort of define ourselves by the number that we see on the scale. How do we stop defining ourselves by the numbers and sort of detach from that? And you talk about that in the book.
Yeah, and you know, it's so common. I myself went through a lot of that, and certainly a lot of women do. Let me tell you about a lady I worked with some years ago. Her name was Grace. She said, I'd get on the scale and I'd wonder which body part to blame for that number. Mm-hmm. You know, was it my thick thighs or my heavy waist? Finally, she said, I decided it was time to quit cutting myself down because of what a scale said. So she came up with a list of words that were real positive words, you know, like hot, sexy, lovely, perfect, beautiful, attractive. She wrote them on cards. And then she put that stack of cards by her scale in the bathroom, and every day she would get on the scale, go, okay, that's the number. Then she'd pick up a card, and for that whole day, that card, that word on that card was her mantra. So all day she might go, okay, doesn't matter what Scale said today, I am lovely. And she would just use that word all day long, and it changed completely how she reacted to the scale.
Right. So one of the things that you talk about, and that certainly is a way of changing our thinking and being able to replace those negative thoughts with good positive thoughts about yourself and about your weight. So talk about how we need to start the process on having a better relationship with our scale.
You know, the first thing is recognize that what you see on the scale is nothing but data. It's just a number. It's information. It does not give judgment about you as a person. I'll tell you another story. A lady named Karen that told me she would get on the scale, and every day she said, I would measure my value and whether I was a successful person by that stupid number on the scale. So one day she got so mad, she took her scale outside and she beat it to death with a sledgehammer in her driveway.
Wow.
And then she hung it on the wall like a deer head trophy. And so she said for some reason that just broke that pattern and gave her a sense of relief. What's fascinating is a year later, she went ahead and bought a scale again and determined that she was going to learn to manage it differently, and she did. She was able to be really, really healthy around it.
And, you know, for many of us, and you talk about this in the book, Linda, you talk about we scale hop, really. We go from our scale to, and I've done this many times, I'll use my scale, and then if I'm at my mom's house and I'm in her bathroom, I'll get on her scale to see if her scale sort of matched with my scale, or if I see a random scale, I might hop on it to see. You know what I'm saying? And certainly these are not healthy behaviors.
No, and you're describing something, though, that is so common. It's like we can't quite help ourselves. We just have to know. So, again, here is my philosophy on that. You should only use one scale. It should be your own scale in your own home. And the best time to weigh is first thing in the morning. When you get out of bed, you can maybe go to the bathroom, and then with no clothes, step on the scale. That's the number. But you step on, you step off, you make it, write it down if you want, you go about your day. And if you get on another scale somewhere else during the day, at someone's home, or if you weigh yourself at night, my word is you're not being healthy about it, and it's time to let go of that.
And one of the other things that you talk about in the book that I thought was so interesting, that everybody, I know, we all have done this. We try to measure how much our bowel movement caused us to lose.
Isn't that funny?
Girl, that is funny.
It is. It's like if you think that how much your poop weighs is actually going to determine your fat stores, it's unrelated. And what you really have to do is go back to the scale is data, and it's data over time. It's kind of like the stock market. You don't look at investments one day and go, oh, no, the world's going to end. You wait it out, and a week later, it seems like it kind of levels out again.
And a lot of us are moved by that. And I have a friend who drinks this tea every single morning that, you know, induces bowel movements because somehow we feel like, you know, our bowels are, you know, help to regulate our weight.
And, you know, that's an important part of being a healthy person, to have that part of your body working. But that does not determine your actual fat stores. Again, it's back to if you are so hung up on that number and that's the only thing you live and die by, boy, that's not a healthy way of thinking.
Right. And then you talk about those issues that many people go through. If you get sick and you lose 10 pounds or you can't eat, you know, these are also issues that we feel, okay, well, I got sick and I lost the weight. But you said really that's not real weight loss.
No, of course not, because when you're sick or if you have an injury or if you have surgery, your body will suck up fluid and hold on to fluid for a while. And in fact, it's interesting because especially something like the flu, it will look like you lost 5 pounds, but you can just figure 2-3 days later, that's right there back, which means, no, you just dumped off fluid. You didn't have any change whatsoever in your fat stores.
And isn't that something, how when we go from our scale to the dreaded doctor's scale, you know?
Oh, isn't that the worst one?
Yes, because we feel like that is unequivocally the deity when it comes to scales.
Yeah. So a couple things on that. My advice, and I've been doing this myself, is that understand you do not have to get on the scale at the doctor's office. A lot of people, they avoid going to the doctor because they don't want to get on the scale. I had a lady that went 40 years until she finally had a heart attack. She would not go to the doctor because she knew he would weigh her. So here's what you do instead. You just tell yourself, I don't have to get on the scale. And when they ask, when they say, okay, here you go, I would like you to weigh yourself now, you say, I choose not to weigh today. It's interesting because they look at you funny and then they go, well, okay. Or if they push a little bit, as happened to me actually just a week or so ago, they said, well, we're required to have you get weighed each time you come in.
Right.
I said, well, I'd like to meet with the doctor first if that's okay. All right, we can do that. You know what? That doctor never even mentioned it.
Wow.
I don't know if he forgot or what, but, you know, I said, if you want to write down my morning weight, you can write it down. Here's my number. Anyway, it's back to we have to take charge of ourselves instead of giving away all of our power to a stupid scale at a doctor's office.
And so what's the most important thing, Linda, you think, that people that are listening that have issues not only with their scale, but indeed with what the scale is saying, because in many cases it's true to a very large degree. How do we start the work?
I think you just begin by saying what I've kind of mentioned before. Okay, that number is data. And here's a little clue, in fact. Change what you say, including if you talk to family or friends. You really cannot accurately say, I gained 5 pounds last month. You can say the scale went up, or the scale went down, or the scale stayed the same. That's all you really know. And over time, you know, over several months, you might know if that 5 pounds is still there, you gained it. But to say, oh, my, since yesterday, I gained 2 pounds. No, the scale went up 2 pounds. So change your talk, and then that helps you begin to change your attitudes and your thinking.
That's powerful. And you give a lot of great keys in the book. What do you think, if you had to, you know, narrow it down, because you give several keys, what do you think is the key that every person should take away?
I would say it like this. You are a valuable, important person by simply the fact that you exist. The fact that you are a human being, that's what makes you valuable and important. So let go of letting a stupid piece of metal give you some kind of judgment or measurement over yourself as a person. Let go of that and just say, okay, the scale is data. It's like the speedometer in your car. You keep an eye on it, but you don't stare at it every day and let it and be obsessed with it so that you wreck your car. You just don't do that.
And one of the things that I love, Linda, is that you have shared your experience, your life, and your hope. And really what it speaks to is that we're all struggling or challenged, which really means struggling, with certain areas of our lives. And I think you said it right on point in the beginning, is that the real challenge is that we try to start getting healthy in all those six areas of life, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, financially, and family. And until we can really sort of strike a balance in all of those areas, there's always going to be a challenge, isn't there?
Oh, my, absolutely. And I don't think that we ever reach where we go, okay, I got it.
Right.
I got all of those areas fixed. But instead, it's like some days I struggle more mentally or emotionally. Some days I struggle more physically. But it's back to let's keep working on being as healthy as we can as individuals. And, of course, managing weight is one of those important areas.
And it just makes us feel better. And I think that this, Linda, really opens the door. It starts a conversation, and it's a different conversation because it's more of a mental conversation that we need to start having with ourselves, and understanding that until we really find out, not necessarily what we're eating, but what is eating us, are we going to be able to begin to start the work?
Yep, that is absolutely true.
So, Linda, I want you to tell people how they can connect with you. The book, once again, is called Friends with the Scale, How to Turn Your Scale into a Powerful Weight Loss Tool. Linda, how can people get the book?
You know, they can actually get it in bookstores and on Amazon.com. And then my website is weightloss, weightlossjoy.com.
Weightlossjoy.com. Linda, you are amazing. And I said to you off the air, and I'll say it again, your spirit is absolutely palpable. And I believe that God is going to use you to help the masses in all of those areas of life, because it's not until we can talk about and identify a thing that we can begin to work on it, whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I share that belief.
Linda, thank you so much for sharing what we consider to be the warmest and hopefully the best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Hey, everybody, we're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this. Stay with us.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th. From 11 till 1 that day, everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be unique.